I understand what it is to face life alone and to be mourning, but not be allowed to just sit home and grieve. You've got a job and you have a career, and if you don't fill it, someone else will do it for you.
That's Mary Higgins Clark, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Mary Higgins Clark is a New York Times best-selling author with over 100 million books in print. She's written books in several genres, but is best known for her 37 suspense novels. She joins us to talk about her latest novel, Every Breath You Take, which she co-authored with the best-selling author of 12 novels, Alifair Burke. Mary, welcome to the program.
Delightful to be with you, Dan.
This is the fourth book in your Under Suspicion series. Tell us about the series and your main character, Laurie Moran.
She was in a book 4 years ago. That one is I've Got You Under My Skin. And the publishers liked it so much. They said, we want you to keep that character and the people around her in other books. We'll call it the Under Suspicion series. But they said, we know you don't want to write two books in 1 year. I said, you're absolutely right. But they said, if we give you a co-author, would you do it? And I said, yes. And they gave me copies of 4 different books from other authors. And the minute I read Alifair Burke, I said, this is it. She and I can write seamlessly together. So we've done 4 of them now.
Tell me a little bit more about your co-author.
Alifair was a federal prosecutor. She is now teaching criminal law at a university in New York. She's younger than I. She's maybe 50 at that. And she's very smart. So when I read her books, I said, good. And we've become very good friends. The way we do it is the editor has us in January to talk about the next book. And Alifair comes in with the basic plot of it, which is always good. And then we kick it around for a couple of hours, and she does the first version. Then I get it, and I go through it, and I change some things, and they like it to be in my voice. And then I send it back to her. She does another move on it, and then I get it again. And by then, we have the book that we both like and want people to read.
So you mentioned earlier that the publishers really like the Laurie Moran character. Why do you think that the readers are finding that character so engaging?
Well, I think Laurie is an attractive, very attractive lady. The first time she appeared, her husband was taking their 3-year-old to the playground. He was a young doctor, and somebody came up to him with a gun, and he said, my wallet is in my back pocket. You're welcome to it. He said, I don't want your wallet, and shoots him and kills him. And he yells to the 3-year-old son, tell your mother she's next, and then you. So that terrible threat, besides the terrible grief, is over Laurie's head. And her father, who was about to become police commissioner in New York, quits his job so he can be his son's guardian angel. He drops into school. He picks him up. He's always there when he's in sports. And he and Laurie are the main characters. But then the host of the series, a lawyer, age 37, very attractive and well-to-do, he and Laurie instantly fall for each other. But Laurie feels it's dishonest to her husband that it isn't right to care about anyone else. So they are at that kind of impasse until this latest book, when things change.
Well, let's talk about this latest book. She faces a new challenge. So what's the mystery she needs to solve this time?
Well, it's an interesting place, the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And they have a gala every year, which is actually the chicest affair of the century. And all the stars kill themselves trying to be well-dressed to be photographed for it. But I have the main character, and she's on the board, so of course she's terribly important. And she's wearing a gown, a copy of the one Barbara Bush wore when George H.W. was inaugurated, black velvet top and beautiful shimmering blue gown. And when she's looking at all the pictures of the first ladies, she does not know she has 4 hours to live. And when her body is found over the top of the museum and on the ground below, who did it? Well, she has 3 children, and she had told them she's planning to leave all her money to charity. One of her sons does absolutely nothing. She has a nephew she doesn't approve of. Then she has a much younger boyfriend who everyone thinks did it. So Glory gets all of them together to tell the story on a television show. And as she's preparing everyone for it, of course, things begin to happen.
I have a question that I like to ask authors, so I'd like to ask you this as well. If you could spend a day with one of the characters from this series of novels, would it be Lori or would it be someone else?
Well, I have liked any character I ever wrote about because we become so as one when I'm writing. But I like this series. I like Lori Moran. I was a young widow and she's a young widow. Of course, thank God I didn't have to worry that someone was going to shoot my son. But I understand what it is to face life alone and to be mourning, but not be allowed to just sit home and grieve. You've got a job and you have a career, and if you don't fill it, someone else will do it for you. So I understood her situation from day one, and I think that has made me continue to be interested in Lori. And Alex, who she selected to be host on the show, and she's falling in love with him and he with her, but they're at an impasse, which ends up in this new book. You'll find out what happened.
Mary, thank you very much for talking with me today.
A pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
The latest novel by Mary Higgins Clark is Every Breath You Take, which she co-authored with Alifair Burke. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.